I did not like my life. I did not like myself. I at that moment in time in my life, which is so hard to believe, you know, there were so many times in that frame of my life that I would love to have gone to sleep and not wake up. And I was going through cycles of that. And I see that same look that I would look in the mirror and I'd see my face. I see that's the same glazed eyes of how do I move forward from here? Look.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I was born and raised in Little Rock and grew up in a Christian home. I remember at a fairly early age that I was asked the question, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? And I replied with, well, you know, of course I want to go to heaven. Well, then say this prayer after me and you'll be saved. So I lived the first portion of my life thinking that all I needed to do was say a prayer and I was saved. And we had gone to a concert, and at the end of this Christian concert, this pastor came forward and it was just one of those moments where he truly was just speaking to where I was about how many of you have maybe said a prayer and you feel that your life has been secure, or maybe you were in a crisis and you've cried out to God and you think that is your relationship with God. And unfortunately, he says, it's not. You're lost. And so they had an altar call. I went forward, and I remember just that an excitement and a relief of that knowing that I know about telling Jesus that, you know, I do want you to be Lord of my life. I am completely 100% surrendering my life to you. That spurred a journey for me to really seek out God. And for the first time in my life, I started reading the Word of God and had understanding and clarity. And fast forwarding in my life, I met my bride, Trina. We started a life together. And I remember when I surrendered my life to the ministry and I said, Lord, wherever you can use me, however you want to use me, I'm just a vessel, whatever you want me to do. And so I started pastoring a church. Throughout that ministry, I kept seeing a lot of the people that were extremely broken, and God called me here to the Union Rescue Mission a little over 8 years ago. And I started working with the homeless population, people that had addictions. And I was a former addict as well as an alcoholic. And I know how hard it was to break free of that addiction. And so one of the things that we recognize here at the Union Rescue Mission is we establish that personal relationship with Christ, which once the Holy Spirit of God is within them, that empowers them to accomplish anything they need to do in their lives. But then we also instill within them how valuable they are, how precious they are. When you're in an addiction, one of the biggest deceits that the devil loves to give people is that you are actually still in control, that you have the reins, that you can stop anytime you would want or choose. And it's a farce. And people are gripped by addictions. And what we do is we give them the tool and the skill sets necessary to succeed. And you know, we've coined a phrase that we do not give handouts, that we're in the business of giving a hand up in life. And so with that, many times they are looking for something and trying to overcome something. But when they walk out the door, they've received personal relationship with God through Christ, and now they are one powerful individual for Christ because they know where they came from and the grace that God has extended over their lives. I have the most amazing staff that anyone could have because they are so sold out for Jesus Christ and the desire to help those that are most of the time forgotten. Most of our funding comes through individuals and companies. A portion comes from churches. I think people believe that many times other people are going to carry the torch. We need help. We need volunteers to come and talk to these men about the Lord. Women who will be willing to go to the Dorcas house and teach a Bible study and give the gospel to women who are in need of a Savior, the funding that is necessary. To serve at the mission, it is a surrendering. It's very, very messy. Ministry is messy in and of itself. And so we just need people that are willing to invest outside of themselves and invest in something that's about kingdom work. The thing about it is it'll never perish.